June. Birds chirping. Insects buzzing. The start of summer. Children playing. Summer brides having their wedding. The mowing of the lawns. Now, what have we forgotten?
Yes,
I'll tell you what you've forgotten. You've forgotten the Pride 48 June event.
Don't forget it.
2019.
Who are your favorite little June?
June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
From home live streaming.
Listen live.
Stream your podcast.
Join in the chat room. Go to pride48.com for more information.
Today is Thursday, June 6, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay, the show where I, Adam, talk about my life and my wife. I don't have a wife. And you listen. And today is no exception to that rule. We're going to talk all about my life. And yeah, so, and you're going to listen to it. I was featured on the Big Fatty Show today. I guess I was successful in my attempt to get featured on the Big Fatty Hour or 20 minutes. I don't know. For me, it's I listen on triple speed or something like that. So no, double speed. I'm just kidding. So it's a 10-minute show every day from Fatty. So anyway, last night after I recorded, I think I even talked about it. I was making the videos for the technical training for Pride 48 June live streaming weekend. And I did that. I have one more video to make, but the two videos that I made were the most important ones. The one was the free software that can be used on Windows and Mac called Butt. Broadcast using this tool. It's the worst name of a software. I mean, why don't you just call it Anus? Another no-frills, underestimated streaming software. Anus. I don't know. I mean, just call it whatever. But, I mean, vagina. You could call it... It's just a bad name. But I did that video, and that's for people who either have a mixer or they have a really simple setup where all they need to do is use a microphone, and they don't need to bring in any other audio, or they have a mixer and they bring in all their Skype guests or their music or anything like that using the mixer. So, and that's a free solution and it's very simple and it will record your show for you if you don't want to use a different recording software. And the other one was a video that I made using a Mac, and I'm considering buying. I've been thinking about getting I used to have a really heavy, big desktop computer that I bought when I first moved to Arkansas from Dallas. So this was, I mean, anybody who's been following me for a long time knows that I lived in Dallas after college and I was there for about 8 years. And then I decided to take a job here, be closer to my family. But also I felt like my job was on shaky ground in Dallas because the company I was with was going through all these mergers. The parent company owned three different insurance companies and they were merging all of them together. And our CEO of our particular insurance company of the three left unexpectedly, seemed like he might have been fired. They were starting to merge different departments. And anyway, so I saw the writing on the wall and I wanted to get out. I mean, I wasn't doing badly. My performance was great, but I really wanted to get out and I needed a change in my life at that time as well. So anyway, so I moved here and I bought that computer when I moved, when I started the new job at Walmart. So, and it's, the fan is really loud on it. So it's bad to use as a recording computer. The fan has gotten louder and louder over the years. And so now I use a laptop, but I have to carry the laptop back and forth because I also use the laptop to do other things and to take, you know, to take with me places. So I was thinking about getting a computer, but I really wanted one without a fan or one with a very small fan that, you know, I could just leave in here in the studio and use it to record and to stream and to do things like that. And I'm not a Mac person generally, but I am considering buying a Mac Mini because they're small, you know, a small form factor. And I don't know if they're fanless, but I seem to recall them being very quiet. We've had a few Mac Minis at work to do different projects that we were doing, and I don't remember ever hearing a fan on a Mac Mini, but I'm not sure. And the software, anyway, I recorded a video on a Mac because I have a Mac laptop for work. All the developers are starting to use Macs at work, and I felt like I needed to get a Mac so I could learn it, so that if I'm helping anyone or doing any work with anyone that's using a Mac, I know how to use it. So at work, I use Linux, Windows, and Mac. I use all three. So I did a video for those that have more needs for their broadcast. They need to bring in Skype guests. They need to bring in some audio, like for their theme music, but they don't have a mixer, because a lot of the Pride 48 folks don't have a mixer. And so they'll add their theme music when they're doing their editing or, you know, things of that nature. And when you're streaming, obviously you have to do it all live. And there's a software called Audio Hijack that does that. And anyway, so I did that video and I edited both of them in Premiere. I uploaded them to YouTube. That took a little bit of time, and I hand emailed all of the like 22 or 23 folks that are streaming. I didn't have a good way to do like a form letter, so I created a spreadsheet with all of the registrants with their user ID, password, their email address, like all of it for the stream. And then I created a template, but then I just sat there and copy pasted. So I hope I got everyone's information correct. I hope I didn't give someone the wrong username and password, but I did that. And you know, I was up until I think 1:30 in the morning finishing that up. I probably got in bed around 1:15 or 1:20. By the time I went to sleep, it was probably 1:30. So that's done, but I have one more video to do, and that is going to be, there's one other scenario on Windows where you may, if on Windows, if you need to bring in a Skype guest or add music or things of that nature, and you don't have a mixer, the Butt software doesn't do that for you. So there's another software that is free, but it's a little bit more complicated. So I need to do that video, and then I'll send out a second email to everyone just letting them know when that's ready. And then I've also got to get that on all the training information on the Pride 48 website. And today I just had work, nothing. It rained again today, really hard this afternoon. I feel like we're going to fly or float away. We need to build an ark or something because it's raining so much. I know it's flooding in Oklahoma, and it's flooding in Texas, and I think there is some flooding going on in the southern part of Arkansas where the Arkansas River runs through. So far, we haven't really had any major flooding in the area that I live in, but it definitely is raining a lot, global warming. So I worked, and nothing really to report there. It was just work. And then we went to the gym after work, and I got my 45 minutes on the elliptical, and then I stopped at the gas station, and there's a gas station close to where we live, and they always have a lot of Pokemon out in the parking lot area, the gas pump area of this gas station. Well, I did need gas, but there are a lot of shiny Pokemon right now that have just been released, and so I'm trying to get a couple of shinies, but it's almost impossible to get shinies. It's like a very low percentage, and I have very bad luck. So there were like 20. I've been catching these things left and right. It's Amarith, I think is the name of it, and Lileep. It's one that looks like a flower and one that looks like a water bug or one of those bugs that gets in rice or gets in like, you know, your baked goods or whatever. I can't think of the name of it, but I didn't catch not one shiny, but I did get gas, which was good. And then I came home and I cooked the most perfect filet mignon. Mark thought this was an unusual He thought it was an unusual combination. My dad used to cook eggs and any kind of meat. When he wanted to have breakfast for dinner, we would have eggs, but then we might have pork chops, or we might have a steak, or we might, you know, steak and eggs or pork chop. Mark thought this was a weird combination, but when we do breakfast, Mark likes to have rice. So he likes bacon and rice and some sort of eggs. And eggs have 0 points in Weight Watchers. The rice has a lot of points, but the eggs have 0 points. And I had a very low point lunch. So I cooked two fillets in the sous vide for 2 hours at 144 degrees, which is almost a perfect medium rare or medium. And then I got a pan super hot and just put it like 2 teaspoons of olive oil. And I seared one side for like a minute and a half. And then I seared the other side, but I took it off the heat and I added a tablespoon of butter and put garlic and ginger in the butter. And then I just spooned the garlic and ginger over the filet. They were so tender. They were the perfect temperature. I could have been on MasterChef. And then we watched the finale of MasterChef Junior. I don't know if anyone else watches MasterChef, but does it annoy any of you the way the judges on MasterChef eat? The way they hold their fork like upside down and stab the thing and then hold the little bite of food up to their eyes and like inspect every last detail and then they put it in their mouth upside down. Who eats that way? They're like, you know, inspecting and doing all this. I don't know. But I really wanted a dessert. All of the desserts in that finale looked so good. There was a flourless chocolate cake with an olive oil cake, and there was a panna cotta, which I love. Anything custardy, I love, and panna cotta, I love, and it was a black sesame panna cotta. It looked super good. And there was also a pot de creme. It was like a butterscotch pot de creme with smoked caramel over the top of it. All really good. All right, well, I'm going to end it here. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And Scotty, I didn't forget your voicemail. I will play that on the next episode. You can also find many, many more LGBT and LGBT-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.